All right, we are going to. We're going to talk about. What are we going to talk about? Intimate strangers and present are.
Rudy. Lenore. Rudy with his mouth.
Oh, you're doing on top of the recorder. Nancy.
Richard.
Steve.
Carol, a guest.
George.
That is so tiny. Look at that thing.
I saw this movie a long time ago. It's long before it opened generally, so I don't remember too many details, but I do recall it was a great film.
I have not yet seen the film.
Well, you'll be the observer.
I will ask for clarification as people make comments.
But it's helpful, especially for those that haven't seen it for a while.
Who did not see it? Anybody?
Nancy.
Just Nancy.
Where did you see it?
I saw it also at the Rafael Film Center. The Patrice Leconte was there for Q&A. So this was like 3 months ago or something.
Can you give us some background on Patrice Leconte? Because I remember she did some movies that I thought were good, but I can't remember what they are.
It's
a man?
Yeah. Directed, The Man on the Train.
Oh, yeah.
What else did he do? Several terrific films, but that's the only one I can think of right at the moment.
How was he?
He was great. He was terrific. Yeah.
Very French?
Try French.
Well, I didn't care for it. I thought it was kind of much ado about nothing. I mean, my favorite characters in the movie, they were the side characters, like the secretary. I wish they would have just centered the movie around her or
his ex-girlfriend's
boyfriend and characters like that. Otherwise, the main characters in the story, I thought, were pretty boring for the most part. There wasn't too much substance to these people.
Do you think it was because they were repressed characters? They seemed very repressed, especially him.
He's just a boring guy.
Boring.
And that's the whole point of this movie. You know what I mean? You didn't like it. You didn't like the movie?
No, I didn't like the movie.
I thought that was kind of that's the whole point. That guy is just a boring tax guy. And all of a sudden, this woman walks into this office. It's great.
I know the story. I mean, I know.
Well, I think you'll love it. I don't know. Some people won't.
I thought she was kind of boring, too. I didn't find her to be that exciting either.
Did
you like
her voice?
I did see.
Never mind.
I don't know. I mean, his relationship with his ex-girlfriend, that he obviously wasn't boring. They had dialogue. They had a history, and it was a rich kind of relationship that they have, and that they continued to have after it was over. And then that added a whole dimension to this guy that said he's not just a tax attorney, And then that one scene where he's dancing to that.
That was a cute scene. That was cute.
That was great.
I didn't buy that.
I didn't buy that either.
Are we in love actually now? I mean, that's the best
one. It's the way I kind of felt about it too. I thought this is just too gratuitous. They just put these dance sequences in these movies left and right now, and I didn't think it would fit in the rest of the movie.
I thought it was a wonderful dance sequence.
I agree
that it was
a different
place. I just
didn't
believe it.
I just thought, who would have thought he had it in him? I was kind of amused.
It felt like it was just grafted on there. Just like, oh.
Well, maybe they were trying to show the complexity of his character.
I would have believed the film more if he would have got together with his ex.
Back together.
Then he became obsessed with this woman,
But clearly an unhealthy relationship with his ex-wife that was it wasn't allowing him to grow. They just kept getting back together because she had whatever sexual needs, and he was sort of just trapped in that little world of his.
Were they married?
No.
Yeah, there was.
They had a long-term relationship.
Yeah, but they were never married.
Yeah. I thought
it was ex-wife.
Oh,
okay.
Because,
yeah,
because
you said
ex-wife. It was a long-term relationship. It doesn't matter whether they married. But the point is that they kept going back to each other.
Well, they were friends, kind of. Supposedly, that's the premise.
Well, and sexually, they kept going back to that place.
Oh, right.
Kind of unhealthy. Yeah. That place that's for... I'm going to say it's unhealthy to have sex without being in a monogamous relationship, but I'm saying for some people, But the fact that they kept like going back to that wasn't allowing him to grow and meet other people. To me, that was part of the being the tax collector doing his father's job, right, that he inherited, being in the same office, yeah, having the same secretary of his father, and then going back to that relationship repeatedly. What at least what they tried to portray in it, I don't know if they did a great job, but.
So even though the new relationship wasn't the most healthy relationship either, at least it was something different.
Well, clearly I was intrigued by her. The minute she walked in that office and started talking about her problems and her sexual stuff with her husband, it was like lifting up this guy, and, you know, and then I was in that seat, you know what I mean? Like, she brought life into it, even though she was clearly depressed and clearly having, you know, major issue that she should have been talking to a therapist about.
Did you think that she was trying to break up with him, and then were you surprised when you found out she's trying to get back together with him?
Yeah, I think that's what made it so intriguing, was the whole, like, the fact that, you know, you think it's kind of one way and it's kind of turned out to be a different way. You know, the whole thing with the husband.
One character I liked in this movie was the psychiatrist.
Oh, yeah.
And he was fun.
He was funny. Yeah, he was like the...
He was interesting.
Definitely.
Otherwise, I thought the two main characters were boring. And I could have really cared less about them. They were not engaging. They did not get my interest at all. And I just kind of like grinned and bared the rest of the movie.
He was like the comic relief, the psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm. He had some wit.
He and the secretary were the...
Yeah.
The actor, the lead guy, I forget his name, the accountant, is apparently, I don't know that I've seen him in other movies, but apparently he's a very comedic, very flamboyant kind of actor.
Fabrice Luchini?
Is that his name? Mm-hmm. And he was concerned about making this movie because he was asked to, you know, play this kind of dull, not the actor. So he didn't know that he'd be able to express himself in the way that he was more naturally or would like to do. Mm-hmm. But he was very expressive in very subtle ways. So mm-hmm. I was actually very impressed with his performance. That he was.
I love it. Pick out the tie. You know, the first time mm-hmm. he just loosened up.
Well, I thought the acting was good. That was an issue.
Yeah.
His eyes are really, really expressive. Mm-hmm. Yes. He didn't even have to speak, and you could see what was going on by just looking at his eyes.
Which is wonderful, yeah, I think.
Love then the secretary comes in, and she sees all the little shenanigans and stuff. These kids get wind of it. And she's just like, you know, like he has his shirt on without a tie. How could you do that in this office? That's so great because she's from a whole generation before. But the ending, I mean,
that
baffled me.
Yeah,
come on.
there were a couple of things that were kind of, I thought, was a real stretch for the character. Number one, it's like all of those other movies where all the person has to do is say, I love you, to this other person, and then things will work out, you know. All you have to do is say what you feel, but the tension of the movie is built up because you don't say it, you know. I mean, for a long, long, long time in this film, I felt like all he had to do was just say what he felt about this woman, and they could work things out. Or not. But he wouldn't have the tension. I wouldn't have the tension. You know? And it's just so obvious. And it didn't seem like that was something that was beyond him. I mean, obviously... He had a relationship with this other woman, so he's not like, you know, terminally shy, and he had this flamboyant dance thing, so he wasn't really shy in that way. But the whole like half hour or 45 minutes of the final part of the film, that's all he had to say was that, and then things could have been resolved one way or the other. Either she's going to be with him or she's not going to be with him. The other thing I didn't like about the character and where it went was. After she left town, he sells his, he moves out of the house that he was born in, and leaves his practice. You know, he must have, obviously has clients come back to him year after year after year, and picks up and goes. And I just didn't see that this character could go there and leave.
But I think that point of the it was the relationship and how strange the relationship was, and that's somehow they were both getting something out of having this relationship where things were unspoken, and it was going to sort of go on in this sort of weird, like, safe maybe kind of way where they're just sort of I don't know how I would describe the relationship because it was strange, but there's just so many French movies that are like that, where it's a character study about these characters that are complex and they have a lot of different sides, and the relationships that they have that are so bizarre, and it's almost like a study of these kind of strange relationships. And I mean, yeah, I agree with you, because I kind of felt like neutral about the movie, you know, but I think that was sort of the point of it to me, was that, you know, this was the only kind of relationship they could have. They couldn't have like a regular, normal relationship, because he was so repressed. And her, I mean, you know, I don't know what she wanted. I really didn't know.
It does to me that there was nothing I would think that would intrigue her enough to go back to him after she found out that he wasn't a psychiatrist. What about him intrigued her to keep going there?
Seemed like exhibitionism.
He's an exhibitionist going in there and talking to
her by herself. Yeah.
No. You missed what happened there. She needed to have sex or have a relationship with another man in order to get her husband interested, and that's why she went back to him. She didn't need a psychiatrist. She needed a lover, or at least a person who she could convince her husband was her lover.
Right.
You know, and that's what he was.
Exactly. And,
what,
and she told, she admitted that finally to
right.
him.
Right.
That, I mean, she came clean with that.
Right.
God, Nancy, if you only saw it.
You can talk. I don't. I mean, I'm here.
No.
So, Rudy, you're not saying anything.
She could go to the psychiatrist and do that if she wanted to.
I could go to the
psychiatrist. Yeah, but
the psychiatrist wouldn't have fallen in love with her.
Right.
Yeah, but for what?
She couldn't have this bizarre relationship.
She couldn't have a bizarre relationship.
Where they don't have sex, but they have a relationship.
She was smirking through that whole thing, saying, but he thinks that I'm having sex with him. But the catch is that he wanted her to have sex with somebody in front of him, right? The husband.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that it?
That's what she said.
Only in my house. Her husband was holding her back. He was clearly, I mean, obviously, he was not allowing her to be. To be herself or be free, right?
Who was she having sex with in the apartment across the street?
Her husband.
Her husband. It was her husband, finally. Because why? Because he finds out that...
He thinks that she's having an affair with this guy.
Yeah.
I think because he could call him up and say, hey, buddy, look.
Right.
I got it, you don't. I mean, that's...
Right. That's obviously the husband's part of it at that point. Because he didn't care. Well, he didn't care. He doesn't care. If you lose interest in exactly how bad you care about him, then the whole little twist about it don't matter.
I think the if you read a blurb about this film, you think to yourself, oh, that sounds interesting, you know?
It just didn't go
all the places that it could have. Want it to go to the Hollywood place, you know? You could turn this into a stupid Hollywood.
And it could be a wonderful French comedy, too.
Right.
The whole premise of it, too.
Just wait a year.
Yeah.
Or it could have been just very, very interesting, but there were...
I was sitting there waiting for some weird, like, plot twist of why she really went there. Like, there's just some other motive she has of going there than for what was presented to you.
All right, let's ask this question. Let me ask this question, man. Really, somebody who hasn't spoken. What? So at the end of the movie... Somebody else who wants to... It's okay. So he finally gets rid of the company, which I think that was the best thing for him. He had to get out of his father's footsteps. I mean, clearly he was stuck in that place.
He was still doing the same work.
He was doing the same work with the same clients, the same secretary, the same furniture. Oh, I know. He can only go so far. That's right. He can only go so far. But he had to get out of that town, out of that thing. So that's all he knew. That's all he knew. So then he started up again in Paris.
No, he was like in
Marseille. When he left.
Coast.
So he goes there. But what happens at the end?
They continue their relationship.
As if it was just before.
Yeah, it was like they were going to continue their bizarre relationship. Yeah. You know, the only way they could relate was on this level.
But don't you think he was in love with her, but she wasn't in love with him?
But she
needed him.
Yeah, but I think she needed him for some bizarre reason still.
It was almost perverse.
For her ego.
Mr. Anderson,
you have a
comment forming. I can watch.
Yeah, there have been several, but I'd like to hear from you.
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with the film. It wasn't the greatest, and it is slow. I didn't think that was slow.
Oh my God.
I saw a different pace in it, from a different place. No, it wasn't. Well, anyway, we're talking about another film.
I'm just saying, I don't mind slow.
It's French, remember?
Yes, I remember.
Okay. So look at French, as the French do it. And bizarre or not bizarre, it was a real relationship. And I'm not criticizing the film as what happens in the plot, but the plot is believable. I think it's really believable. There's nothing, the pace, the plot, the weirdness, the lifestyle. So, what relationship is
normal?
Where is it?
What's a normal relationship?
Think of it. Yeah. So, I thought his acting was good. Even though he was boring, somebody said.
He worked hard to be boring.
He
worked hard to be boring.
He was good.
He was very good.
He was good boring. And he was good with his eyes wide open.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he was good listening and good kind of looking into her life. Now tell me more. Why did you do that? Well, he was getting some spark that he didn't have. And the aggressive part with his other partner was the woman. Obviously, she came back to him. He didn't pursue her.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
So he was passive all around.
She was usually the one when she was with that guy. With that other guy, I think.
Right.
Or she left him to sleep with him or something like that.
Right.
Now, obviously they had sex. But she wasn't staying around.
Yeah.
Who?
And then she broke off.
Your ex-girlfriend. Yeah. She was getting dressed and he was in bed.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, can't you stay?
I think one of the things that made this film kind of not work is the soundtrack. Anybody like hear the soundtrack and say, this doesn't really fit with it? It was kind of like a mystery kind of Hitchcock kind of soundtrack.
Hmm.
And I think it could have been a real different film with a different kind of soundtrack.
Maybe that's why Steve wanted to go. You're waiting for the twist.
Yeah, I think that's why I wanted to go too, because I thought there was going to be some mystery. Yeah,
I didn't realize that as I'm watching it, but now that I think about it,
I was just kind of waiting for some weird plot twist as to why she really went there.
I thought it was weird enough.
It was. I thought so too.
It was. Yeah.
The director did say that he was influenced by Hitchcock in the making of this movie. So.
Hmm.
So when you watched it, Richard, in that context of all those people and the director, it's always a different experience, like a film festival, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was everybody just like applauding, and he gets up, and they have nice things to say?
Yes.
That's what I thought. It's interesting. It always happens. If somebody doesn't like it, they'll probably just leave the Q&A, right?
And
so then you have a different experience.
They won't challenge us.
Yeah, the Q&A.
They won't challenge.
It was really fabulous with this guy. And same kind of reaction you were at Standard the other evening. And
same
reaction.
We went to another preview of film recently. Yeah.
I just want to know, Rudy, with your comments, I agree with what you said. I think the acting was really good, and that's fine. It was weird. But do you believe his character in terms of, like, him dancing and then him selling his place and moving? Do you believe all that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
I really do.
I did too.
A little bit of character development never hurts.
I'm all for character development. Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, just not off screen.
Where to spin on it?
When you go from point A to point B,
that's
point A and a half.
Shocked at the editing room.
You had to suspend your disbelief there, I guess.
I mean, maybe if I hadn't seen Love Actually, maybe it wouldn't have bothered me so much. But because I saw that film, I just felt like I was kind of like, yeah, like skip to track, and now we're in Love Actually, and now skip back, and now we're back in this film.
That doesn't seem like, were you dragged to Love Actually, or did you actually choose to go?
I was kind of dragged by Love. I liked it.
You liked it?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's the one with Hugh Grant and all those other
stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I heard it was pretty
plastic. I saw The Venturian Candidate, too. So there. Tell me I don't see
that. You just don't talk about it.
Did anybody see Man on the Train?
I did.
Yeah.
I didn't see Man on the Train.
Yeah, didn't you see it?
No.
I can't remember.
Didn't you? Oh, maybe it was Gordon or something.
No, I didn't see it.
That got great reviews back at the festival time, I remember, a couple years ago when this came out.
I liked that one better than this one.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's just my personal subjective opinion.
So relationship, old guy, young guy, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, they're not old. No, they're both kind of middle aged.
Oh, okay. I thought one was really young and one was older.
No.
So is that it?
So are you going to see it next?
I might. Yeah.
I think you'll like it.
So knowing Nancy, like we know, would she like it? Yes, you say yes.
Richard says yes. My daughter said probably. You'll like it probably.
For the psychological aspect of it, yeah, there's definitely a lot to it. But yeah, it's not.
I'll
in fact, it's too bad you didn't see it.
I know it is, and I tried to.
You would have had plenty to say.
Yeah, that's why I stopped and paused and went, ah, man.
I'll send you my comments.
Okay.